Good morning. How's everyone? It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit, but I rejoice that we can visit. We're all like one big happy family, aren't we? By the way, we are related. We are all related. You know how? We're all God's children. How?
We baptized.
Very good, Vincent. We're all baptized into Christ. Therefore, we're all one big happy family. Look at this. This is an old picture of our family. And look at this. Here's Caden. Look at this. That's Ivy right there. She is so small. Y'all see them? You're not there, Vince, but I do see Duncan. Duncan's a little baby in his mom's arm. Y'all see these people? Maybe none of them you may remember or even know. That's all our church family. That's all our church family. No, you're not in here. Sorry, Coop. You're not here yet, but Mom is. Mom's in here. You see Mom anywhere? Uh-oh, that's the day she didn't come to church. Oh, well, what can I say? But we're all one big family, aren't we? Now, some of these people have already died in Christ, and they are at rest across the road. But they're still part of our family because... what has Jesus promised? That whenever we are baptized, we are put to death in Him, and we are raised in newness of life, and we are all His family. We are all His children forever and ever. It doesn't matter if we depart this earth before someone else does. We are still part of His family. So therefore, one day, who will we see when Jesus returns? Hint, hint. Who will we see? We'll see Jesus. And that's most important. We will see Jesus face to face. Writer, who else will we see? You'll see your family. You'll see all of those who have gone before us, who are at rest right now. We will see them. That is a promise that Jesus has made. Does Jesus break His promises? No. He will always keep His promise. We will see our loved ones again. Because when Jesus returns, coming back with Him will be members of our family. Even though we don't see them now, we will see them when they return with Jesus. And that's the great comfort that we have today. In the gospel lesson, Jesus tells us that we have to be wise. We have to be smart. We have to be full of oil. How do we receive that oil? How are we smart? We are smart by baptism, being baptized into Christ, and then coming to church, hearing the word. And when you're all old enough and confirmed, you'll come here and stand at the altar. And what will you receive? Ella? Communion, the Lord's body and blood. That is Jesus filling you with oil. The oil that we receive in the means of grace. You'll all will learn about this in confirmation class. The importance of means of grace is the oil. That when it sparks, that when it lights, there is that great flame of faith. And it burns from that means of grace, God's Word, and Holy Communion. Therefore, we are to be wise. We are to be wise and always come to church, always hear the Word, and when you're old enough, always come when the Holy Communion is offered. Because right here is where Jesus is filling us. And since He does fill us, one day He will keep His promise, ultimately to all of us, that He will come again and He will see us full of oil. And He will say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. Come into My kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. And then we will see Jesus, and we will see all of our dear family members, and we will live with them forever and ever. That is His promise. And Jesus always keeps His promises. Thanks be to Jesus. Let's fold our hands and let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for coming to us and declaring to us that You are our Savior. You have proved that You are our Savior by dying on the cross for us. And then, Lord, You welcome us into Your family in the waters of holy baptism. And therefore, Lord, You have made us dear brothers and sisters. Yes, Lord, some of our brothers and sisters go into rest before we do. Yet, Lord, we know and we believe Your promise that we will see them again. And most importantly, Lord Jesus, we know that we will see You face to face. Therefore, Lord Jesus, come quickly. come quickly to bring us into your eternal kingdom forever and ever, so that we may see you and see our dear loved ones. And all the children said, Amen. Amen.